Papers. Ah, yes, I like paper. Papers are big. Hey, Mark, they got paperwork and everything. Amen. Paperwork is big. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord says that He's called you, and He's called you even to the cutting edge, even to the prophetic edge. He's called you to walk on the edge and to live on the edge. And because of that, the Lord says that there has been some things that have occurred in your life that tried to push you back, that it seemed like you went forward and went forward, but then all of a sudden, all these barriers seem to be up, and you're trying to find your way right now through a maze of things to figure out who you are and what you're going to do in the next season. The Lord says the anointing and the call that's on your life is complicated. It's unique and very unusual, and it's going to appear not right to a lot of people around you, and they're not going to be able to come into agreement with you. He said, so I want you to stop sharing some of the things that I put deep in your heart, and I want you to ponder them and protect them. He said, they're for you, and they're for you to nurture, they're for you to protect. He said that you've shared some of your thoughts, some of your hopes, some of your dreams, some of your vision with other people. And they brought some critical things into your heart, into your life, and made you even question the places and the things that you were going to do and where you were going to go. There's a great combination of the practical, of the business and marketplace, and church all wrapped up into one. And some people can't see the way it works. And now as I look at it, it's a very unusual package. And it doesn't seem to be wrapped properly. It seems like both ends are undone. And the Lord says, I want you to know that you have not yet seen the fullness of the vision of what I'm going to do in you. He said, I left this end open. He said, it's open-ended. He said, there are some things yet to depend on what you're willing to do. And the reactions that you make in this hour are going to open up some doors. He said, by the declarations and proclamations that you make, I'm going to walk you out into the apostolic birthing and building anointing that I put on you even a long time ago. He said, now, as you begin to declare, watch what happens. He said, watch what happens because it's going to open up fresh new doors. I left it open-ended with a purpose, waiting on how deep you wanted to go and how high you wanted to go. He said, now the ball's in your court and you know that I'm on your side. You know the complexity of the hour means nothing to me, says the Lord, for the victory is in my hand and in my heart, says the Lord. Hallelujah.